The art of living powerfully now is something that we all want to learn, and we all want to learn it now. And the way we practice that is by living our values. Everyone wants to live their values. Everyone wants to understand what their values are, and everyone wants everyone else to understand what their values are. Now, what are your values? What are my values? How do we gain them? Well, we've been born, and we are an infant, and we are a child, and we are a youth. We're an adult. And now we have values. And these values are what we use to guide our life every step of the way. And how wonderful it is. One of the things that people really enjoyed when they were being a Star Trek type person, they really enjoyed the values that were in Star Trek. As you look over the Star Trek stories, you see that all of the stories, though they had violence and though they had excitement and though they had attitudes, always there was values. Always they lived according to whatever values they had. And the values were not necessarily Christian values or religious values. They were not always human values. There are values that transcended the human. They transcended the Christian. They transcended the church. They transcended education. They transcended the community. They were values of the benefit of all people. Now, have you ever looked at your values? Have you ever looked at your values and thought to yourself, just what are my values? What is it that makes my life go around and makes it be so happy or makes it be so wanting to be fulfilled? What do I do? What are my values? I watch as other people act in life and as other people do their thing. And as I watch, I think to myself, do they really have their values? And are their values things that they stand up for? Are their values things that they will always be upholding in every possible way? And as I watch and as I look and as I see myself too, I think to myself, where am I? What are the values that I have? Yes, we all make mistakes. Yes, we all have a past. We all have a present and a future. We all have everything. But the big thing that we have is our values. And we must always return to those values, always return to those attitudes that we feel are important. Now, when we come to the point in life where we have attitudes that we would not violate under any circumstances, then we have arrived at a point where we really know who we are and we really are living dynamically and vitally and alive in the most beautiful, fantastic way. Now, are you living vitally, dynamically alive in the most beautiful way? Are you living your life in such a way that everything you do is absolutely fantastic? Are you living your life in such a way that everything that you do is so fulfilling, so rewarding, and so magnificent? Are you doing that? Is that who you really are? Is that what you really know for yourself? Well, the test comes in living our life. The test comes in our everyday affairs. Now, you've heard me speak about finding something that and taking something that doesn't belong to you. How often do we do that? And could you, under all circumstances, do that? Could you, under all circumstances, say, okay, now, my family is hungry, and I have no money, and I have to feed them. Now, I could go out and steal some food. I could go out and beg. I could go out many ways and get something for my family to eat. Or if I found some money on the ground and I'd say, wow, thank you, God. Thank you for this money. Thank you for feeding my family. Thank you. And is that true? Now, is there a time when found money is valuable? Found money is a gift? Found money is a blessing? Well, found money is always a blessing. But it's not the blessing in finding the money and using it. It's the blessing in not touching it because it doesn't belong to you. Now, this is one of the greatest values that every one of us faces continuously. We find all sorts of things. We find things that are beautiful gems that belong to somebody else. We find beautiful books that belong to somebody else. We find many objects that belong to somebody else. And can we joyfully, willingly, understandably say, okay, I'll use that. I'll use that. Now, let's take that even a step further. And you'll say, this is ludicrous, truly. But let's take it a step further. Let's say that you go to somebody's house and they've passed on. And so they're giving away their books. They're giving away things they don't want. They will sell what they can sell, and then what they cannot sell, they give away because they do not need to have them around the house. So they're giving away this person's books. And these are books that this person has had and been beneficial and loving, something that this person thought was very valuable and very important. And they kept all their life. And then when they died, the value was gone for some reason. Okay. So you get some of these books that someone had that they don't want anymore. And you take them and you start reading them. And you say, wow, that's great. Wow, that's wonderful. Wow, that's beautiful. And as you read them, you think, what an illuminating experience I'm having in these books. And then you stop and think, now, I have found them. I have found these books. And I brought them into my household. And I brought them into my world. Now, do I really believe in these books? Oh, they're the great classics of all history, of all time. They're the books of greatness. They're the books of wonder and magic. They're truly worthwhile having. Are they really? Is anything that is not your... If you go to the store and buy something, you go and put your money down because you feel that is valuable and worth your time. Now, you go into a secondhand store and you buy something, all right, you're still buying it. And you're getting something that you want. But anytime you find something, anytime you get something for nothing, so to speak, anytime you have not paid a price for something, that will be a useless thing to you, and that will be useless to your family, useless to your friends, and useless to your world, because it does not belong to you. When are we going to begin realizing that everything all belongs to us? But if we ever feel it does not belong to us, and we use it, then we are stealing. If we ever feel that something does not belong to us, even though it was a given gift, then we do not gain the benefit from it, nor does any benefit accrue from it. It is merely a matter of what our attitude is. Do we have values that we would not violate under any circumstance? Would we have values that we would not violate even to the act of death? Is life more important than living our values? Well, when you watch Star Trek, you see how they are teaching these things, how they're showing that the values of life, the values of community, the values of trust and belief, the values of love, of honor, of respect, they transcend all other values. They transcend all other objectivity. And in those issues of Star Trek. They cannot let themselves do it. They don't teach it like a religion. They don't teach it like a philosophy. They just teach it that this we must do, and this we don't do. And when someone is doing something that is not acceptable, they say, that's not acceptable. They don't say that's wrong or that's right. It's just that it's not acceptable. The things in life are not acceptable that we do not really want to do. Now, we were watching about the king's speech, and you've probably all seen a little bit about that. And the king had difficulty in speaking. And a particular story did not go into the movie of the king learning to speak. But that really is where the story is. The king wanted to learn how to speak. He wanted to get over his timidity about speaking. He had many hang-ups about it, and many reasons why he did this, but it were not something that he wanted to accept. So he had himself taught how to speak and how to take control, and he did very well. Now, he could have had a surrogate speak for him. He could have had other people do it for him, and perhaps in some circumstances that might have been done. But he wanted to speak because he had the dignity and the honor that it represented him and represented what he wanted to say and the emotions and the feelings and the attitudes that he had. Can we all do something like that? Do we all have a certain charisma about us? And that charisma is our purity and our honor, our values that we have, things that make us feel that we are truly doing something wonderful and good in our life. Can you do something wonderful and good in your life? Can you do something wonderful and good in your life? And does it? Can you release all attitude that you have to be appreciated? You have to be approved. You have to be understood. You have to be wanted and loved. We were talking at the dinner table the other night about how being a king or a prince or something is so interesting that here you are a human being in that role that you're playing, and people respect you and accept you for it. And yet you must, in all circumstances, walk like a king, walk like a prince, walk like a queen. You must, in all circumstances, be the princess that you are. You must, in all circumstances, express your values and live your values. Now, doing that among the commoners, as the British call the ordinary people, doing that as you walk among the commoners makes it very difficult, because the commoners don't have that value, yet they expect that value out of you. They expect that value out of you because that's what a king and queen, a prince and princess are. They are ones who stand up for truth. They are ones who stand up for the values of the country. They are ones who stand up for whatever they feel is worthy. You and I, we get off the hook quite easily because we're not considered royal. We're not considered a role model unless we are a parent, unless we are someone who is head of a family, unless we are someone who is taking responsibility in a family, like my older brother or my older sister. They're sort of a guidepost for me because they've learned the values that I am learning. They learned and practice those things that I am learning. And they want to make those things look to me as though they are noble and wonderful things to do, so that I will do that too, so that I will follow that procedure and I will follow that program. And as I follow that program, all beautiful things happen to me. All good comes to me. Living our values is not as easy as it might seem to be, because, as the saying goes, and hopefully we'll never have to experience this ourselves, would you save 50 people from being injured by sacrificing one person? Or do you ever sacrifice anybody for anything, ever? Do you ever sacrifice anything for anything? And your answer must always be no, because in your heart, you will always bemean yourself for having done something less than your highest. You'll always feel badly about not having stood up for whatever your values are. Now, if your value is what is good for the majority is what must be followed. If the value is what's good for all must be followed, then that's great. But there is no majority, there is no minority. There is no sometimes it's right and sometimes it's wrong. There's no experience in our life that we will ever go through that says we can do something sometimes and not other times. And we say, but yet there is, because it's just the way life is. No, it isn't. And you'll find, and all great beings have found, they did not have to make that judgment as they were masters, as they were leaders, as they were the persons who had the values and the persons who were being followed by the rest of the community for the type of thing they do. A person with values does not make do. He is not a politician. A person with values cannot be a politician because a politician will get you to vote on its bill for you to vote on his bill, and then you get something done. But that's not really what a good politician is. What is a good politician? Whenever you bargain to accomplish your goal is an unworthy goal. Whenever you bargain to fulfill the desires of your choice, your heart, your life, then you are feeling dirty, you are feeling unclean, you are feeling as though you have violated your values, and indeed you have. Yes, to live in the pure of heart, to be a Christ, to be a master, to be a genius, to be fantastic, it is what life's all about. Yes, we have people like Einstein, and surely he makes mistakes as he goes along, but he often would say, this is my conviction, this is my belief, this is what I know to be true, and I tell you that if you want to find it incorrect, go right ahead, but as far as I know, it is correct. Like Mozart, when he would create music, and he had composed the music, he wrote it note perfect because he listened so purely in his own heart to the music that he could only write music that was ideal and perfect. Can you and I stand up so strongly for what we believe? Well, we are standing up more or less for what we believe. But the day is here now for us to stand up fully for what we believe, not in relation to anybody else, not in relation to anything else, but just to ourselves. And as we stand up for these things to ourselves, we don't have to go out and flaunt it to the world. We don't have to go out and say to the world, I stuck in my thumb and pulled out a plum, and what a good boy am I. Yes, that's what the nursery rhyme would have us believe. But did we put ourselves to the test, and did we stand to the values that we know to be true? And are we always living whatever we believe, truly believe? And when we truly believe it, there is no otherness. There is only that belief, that conviction, that awareness, that truth. And that's who you and I are right now. You and I, we walk the road of our path, of our awareness, of our values, of our understanding. And as we walk this road, this path of our awareness, we feel good inside. And we have fulfilled what we have come to this life's period to be myself and have fun. Always living the truth, always living the purity, always living in divine right action. All is in divine order now. Knew that, say that, live that, repeat that, say I like me, say these things about yourself, and you'll find that then and then alone is life worth living. Our life is worth living now, and our values show it.